somebody comes to counseling, it doesn't mean that there's something wrong with them. All it means is that there's something wrong in their lives that isn't working for them. Rather than thinking that there's something wrong with them, I rather think that maybe there's something wrong with the way they're thinking about things, or maybe there's a behavior that isn't working for them. And once they externalize the way of thinking or the behavior, then it's easier for them to look at it and think of ways to fix it. I think I'm non-judgmental to begin with. I'm empathic. I'm able to put myself in their shoes and really get where they are in their lives. The first reason is that they're just plain unhappy and they don't know why and they want to be happier. So, and that can be due to a whole lot of reasons. They could, be suffering from depression or anxiety. And a lot of that has to do with the way people think about things, because our feelings are a result of how we think about things. Some people are experiencing grief or loss, and they're having a hard time getting through it. And it could be, you know, somebody that they lost years ago, and they still have unresolved grief over it. So they'll come in for that. Other people are going through a life transition. They're going through a divorce, or they want to change careers, and that's a scary step for a lot of people. Should I go back to school? Should I, is it too late? Am I too old? That kind of thing. And I'm really good at empowering people to follow their bliss. I'm a true believer in following your bliss. It's the only way you're going to be happy. And other people just want to do some self-exploration and, figure out what in the past got them to where they are now and where are they going to go, given their past experiences in life and in their families and all of that. Yeah, I don't diagnose people unless I have to for reason. I prefer to accept whoever comes through my door with whatever they're dealing with at the moment. And I rather look for their humanness rather than thinking of it as a medical problem that's diagnosable. One of the first things that I ask people is go home and write about how they will know when counseling has done its job. What will their life look like? What will have changed? And when will they know that they've taken the first step? And how will they keep the ball rolling? So that's a number one thing. They might not know where it's going to lead them, but they at least have some idea of, okay, what needs to change in my life today that in order for me to get closer to where I want to be. I did a lot of work myself in therapy, a lot of self-exploration. Oh, my goodness. And yeah, so that's why I so much see the value in it. And I think everybody should go to therapy. I think every single person should go for therapy because you learn so much about yourself. And a lot of people, I think, are going through life unconsciously. And they're going through the emotions and they end up not being happy. If you do the work, you can live your life more consciously, be more aware of things, and be happier.